Welcome to Heard It on the Shark, North Mississippi's podcast for informed listeners with your show host, Melinda Marsalis. Heard It on the Shark is a weekly podcast that airs every Tuesday on the Shark 102.3 FM radio station based in Ripley, Mississippi. Melinda Marsalis interviews the movers and shakers in North Mississippi who are making things happen. By clicking subscribe, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, leaders of business, medicine, education, and the people behind the amazing things happening in North Mississippi. When people ask you, how did you know about that? You'll say, I heard it on the Shark. Heard It on the Shark is brought to you by Sun Bear Studio. Sun Bear Studio is a boutique recording studio in the heart of Ripley, Mississippi. When you record with us at Sun Bear Studio, we can mix, master, register, and publish your music, your podcast, or your family story. Email us when you're ready at sunbear@jc.media.
This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, Shark fans, it's Melinda. Welcome to another episode of Heard It on the Shark. And today in Sun Bear Studio with me, I have Mr. Jim Hobson, who is the CEO of the Magnolia Regional Health Center. He has come over from Corinth to interview with us today. I really appreciate the visit, Mr. Hobson.
Well, Melinda, thank you so much for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity to get a chance to visit with you.
Now, you have not been CEO of Magnolia Regional for long, have you?
Well, I started in February of 2020. So 2020, just right before the pandemic started, as I tell folks from time to time, that is when I had the opportunity to join Magnolia Regional.
So you have not been at the hospital when it was normal, have you?
It doesn't feel like it. It's got a clearly great team and great folks that are there doing great things all day, every day. But it's been a challenging world that everybody's been in for the last two or three years, for sure.
Where were you before?
I was in West Virginia before coming back this part of the world. So my wife and I are excited to be back into familiar parts of the country.
Let's talk not hospital for just a second.
Sure.
Compare West Virginia and Mississippi, like terrain and weather.
Oh, gosh. Very, very different. If you've not been, West Virginia is just gorgeous mountain region of the country, but it is very steep and very mountainous, and nothing goes straight for more than a couple hundred yards before you have to make a turn, as opposed to really sort of the rolling hills of northeast Mississippi and then certainly the flatter delta once you get a little closer to the river or to the coast. But it's a very different topography and really kind of creates a little different culture from a coal mining sort of perspective to more of an agricultural environment in this part of the world.
A lot colder in the winter, I would guess.
It is a bit cooler, yes. No question about that. And probably more longer than necessarily that much colder, it seems like. You just get about, starts getting cooler about 3 weeks sooner, and it doesn't start getting warmer till 3 or 4 weeks later. So it just is a bit longer of a season, not necessarily, but that much colder. But it is, with the elevation, it depends on how high and which mountains you go up. I mean, I've got some ski slopes, up there in south central West Virginia, some of the best skiing east of the Rockies, as a matter of fact.
Were you a skier?
We ski, and then we try to. My wife and I both grew up in Memphis, so we ski like we're, kind of from Memphis, if you will. But we enjoy it.
Okay, let's talk about the hospital. Sure. I hear that you guys have a new cath lab. Can you talk to me about that?
We can. We do. I'm happy to talk about it a little bit. Magnolia is a leading provider of cardiac services in northern Mississippi. I mean, we've got in most of the clinically measured outcome areas, we find ourselves in the top 25 or top 10% of hospitals in the country in the quality of care that we provide for everyone in our community. Our cath lab was about 15 years old. And we recently just replaced one of our cath labs with a brand new state-of-the-art technology that brings 3D technology. It's all remarkable of what they can do and what they can see when you take that kind of technology and put it in some pretty gifted hands with the cardiology and cardiology team that serves our community. We're blessed to have some really capable cardiologists and can do amazing things with the cath lab.
What happens in a cath lab?
So a couple of different things happen. Most commonly, a diagnostic cardiac cath, where they'll actually take a catheter up into a heart and be able to see the blood flow and understand what's taking place. But also, oftentimes, they'll do an intervention where they'll take a stent and have a vessel that may be occluded and go in and put a stent to prop that vessel open so that the blood flow can continue to take place.
That's awesome. You guys do all that in-house. That's fantastic.
We do. We do that. We also have some exceptional cardiac surgeons, as well as cardiovascular and thoracic surgeons. If somebody is in need of heart surgery, we perform those procedures at Magnolia with great outcomes. We also have Dr. Nathan Smith, who's one of our cardiovascular and thoracic surgeons, who's doing some robotic thoracotomy, so robotic lung surgeries. He's one of the few around that's able to do that procedure with that technology, which can help get better results as well as better recovery times and so forth for the patient. So,
what does that surgery fix?
Lung cancer, for example, is the type of tumor that he may have to go in and remove surgically and do that with the robotic capability. Can make a big difference.
I've also been made aware that you have a really popular OBGYN who has recently joined your team, Dr. David Williams.
We do. We've got a great team of obstetricians, and we are excited to have Dr. Williams join us and be a part of the women's services sort of community, if you will, at Magnolia. Dr. Tiffany General's been there for quite a while, and she's sort of a great obstetrician who's been in the community for 4 or 5 years now. And having Dr. Williams, as you know, who's been practicing in this in the broader community of Northeast Mississippi for quite a while, we're excited and fortunate to have him joining our team. So look forward to it.
I always like to ask this question. It's a two-part question. What is your most favorite part of your job?
Oh, gosh. The most favorite part of my job is the opportunity to be out in the building and out in the community. You know, at Magnolia, you don't live in our part of the world for very long before ultimately your life in Magnolia are going to intersect. So we have a very unique privilege and opportunity every day at Magnolia to provide some of the highest level health care available to our friends, our families, and our neighbors. I mean, these are all people that we sit in church pews with, stand in carpool lines with, stand in grocery store lines with every day. And so that's a very unique sort of framework for me in terms of having the opportunity to be part of an organization and a team like Magnolia has. It has the opportunity to be so impactful on everybody's life on a daily basis. So that's probably, without question, the most fun part of what I get the privilege to do.
And there's always the paperwork and things. So speaking of paperwork, tell me what your least favorite part of your job is.
So I don't know that there's sort of a least favorite necessarily. I think there are some very challenging pieces to it, without question. And I think, the like to believe we're sort of in a post-pandemic framework in many ways anyhow. Healthcare and the community and state and country is in a larger framework. Everybody's trying to get their feet back under them. And I think that's probably, in short, kind of our biggest challenges of how do you go through something like that was so impactful and sort of rocked everybody's world in such a hard way? How do you start to get your feet back under you and make certain that we continue to be there for everybody? So those are some of the more challenging pieces.
Some of our listeners may be interested in following your career path. What sorts of jobs do you need to have to lead toward what you do?
You know, that's a great question. For healthcare, the beauty of healthcare is the diversity of healthcare. And so the career paths come from many different directions. And so there are people who come from sort of the business framework, if you will. A lot of people come from the clinical environment because they truly understand how those pieces work. So it is a framework that does not just have one pathway for certain. I think the most important piece of it is it for someone to know is that it is a lifestyle, not a job. It is a 24-hour day, 7 days a week. Hospitals do not ever, under any circumstances, we do not close. So we are always there. And so my big sort of advice to folks is make sure that you truly have a passion for what you're going to be doing, because you're going to do a lot of it, and your family has to be all in. It's a team sport, and you know the likelihood that you're going to miss a supper or a ball game or something is going to be pretty high when you get involved in healthcare, because again, it's a constant. Which again, if you're passionate about it and you look forward to living it, it is a exceptionally rewarding way to spend your life.
Jim, I know Magnolia is lucky to have you. I've enjoyed talking with you. I know it's going to be a great partnership for y'all for the next many years.
Well, thank you. We're excited to be here. And again, we're just blessed to have the opportunity to work with so many wonderful people doing so many great things for the community that we're all here to take care of and to serve. So thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
I have one more question for you. Have you had a slug burger yet?
I have. I have had a slug burger. It took a little longer than I think it was supposed to, but I have had the opportunity and look forward to, we're not too far away from the Slug Burger Festival. So look forward to, speaking of Rotary, Corinth Rotary, it participates in the Slug Burger Festival. And we'll be down there slinging some slug burgers. So invite everybody down for that come summertime.
I just had to check and make sure you were a true Corinthian.
That's a great question. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Okay, Shark fans, that's it for this edition of Heard It on the Shark. Tune in every Tuesday at 11 to find out what's going on from local community leaders. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for an interview or for access to this interview, go to our website, shark1023.com, and click on the podcast tab. Keep it tuned to the Shark 1023 and have a great rest of the day. Thanks for tuning in to our daily programming. All of our programs are released as podcasts on the major podcast platforms where the information can be downloaded and shared for months. If your business or organization would like to take this unique opportunity to sponsor a show that not only is broadcast as a radio program, but also a podcast, give the Shark 1023 headquarters a call at 662-837-1023. Imagine your commercial in this space every week. Give us a call. This show is made possible by JC Media LLC in Ripley, Mississippi. JC Media owns the Shark 102.3 Classic Rock FM radio station where the show is hosted and Sun Bear Recording Studio where the interviews are recorded. We need your feedback and support. If you listen to the podcast on a player like iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. We also have an email in which you can share your feedback. That email is theshark1023@gmail.com. Subscribe to our podcast on your favorite app or stream episodes online at shark1023.com/podcasts. Today's episode was produced by Melinda Marsalis. It was edited by Rick Williams and engineered by Chris Marsalis. The podcast technician is Joyce Grady.